We're going to play Fact or Alternative Fact, Tone, and you're going to help me out and wake us up and get us ready for a little baseball.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, my man. All right. Fact or Alternative Fact. Mike Trout should be the first pick in fantasy baseball drafts this year.
Fact. So here's the thing. When you draft in any draft, when you're in the first round of the first couple picks of any draft, it's all about probability, right?
Yep.
So basically, when you're in a baseball draft, I have to make my first selection, and then I have to write down a number, like 33 home runs, 300 batting average, 110 RBIs, and 100 runs scored, and then I'm keeping track of those numbers add up in a roto-style format. And there's no more predictable guy in all of Major League Baseball than Mike Trout. So if you're doing anything else, you're overthinking it, or you're trying to be the smart guy at the water cooler and trying to impress people instead of just taking the easy route out, doing what you're supposed to do, and draft this guy.
Well, so let me kind of build from there. You know, you have said, and you've actually said this a couple times over the last couple of weeks, and I really haven't gotten a chance to go deep into it with you, but literally every time you draft a player, you tell me you write their stats down and project it, right? And not every person does that, right? They kind of like look at last year's stats and maybe look at some other people's projections, but you actually physically write down what you expect from every player, right?
Yeah, so basically, when you do months of research, right, which most people do when they go into the baseball draft, because most people, I think, will start the day after the Super Bowl. So even in that case, we're talking about, you know, 50, 60 days of research.
Right.
So I'll take 3-4 reliable sources. I'll probably average them out, and then I have a mental idea of what I expect from each player. And then you have to go into your leagues from last year. You go into last year, and you find out, and I'm just going to give you a 15-team NFBC league.
Sure.
You want a 270 batting average.
Yep.
You want 1,100 RBIs. You want 1,100 runs scored. You want 300 home runs. You want 160 stolen bases. So every time you draft a player, you put those five categories down, and you got to get close to those statistics.
Yep.
Now, you can come up a couple short and a couple there. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to come in third place in every statistic. I think if you try for first place, you're basically going to be scratching your head. It's a fruitless exercise. It's all about balance. So you got to get the third place score in each and every category, and you'll win each and every league.
So I think that is just a picture-perfect representation of what we should do, right? Like, I have never been someone, I haven't even considered this strategy. Like, for me, I look at players, I try to find the best players on the board, and I admit, my favorite league is my home league, and we play head-to-head, so it is a little different. But it's not totally different in that I want the most of everything, right? I want an aim. Like, I so often, I look at the best players, like, Mike Trout's the best player, and I'm going to take him number one overall. But I'm not necessarily building the best team. I'm just trying to put the best players in the best spots. I am not thinking necessarily of building per category. And I think that's what fantasy players really should do. They should project out everything. As Tony said, go back to last year's stats, every category, and even in head-to-head leagues, they offer you the ability to look at roto categories, and you go by the list. If this hot batting average is about 270, you need to aim to have that 270 batting average. You need to pick players that'll get you there. And the same goes for all nine categories, or all ten, or however many you play. And that includes runs scored, which everyone forgets about. That includes other specific categories for your particular league, because you want to try to just get to that number, whatever it is. And Tony's 100% right again. Not necessarily being first in every category, because it's just too hard to predict and too hard to do that. But if you can come in third in every category, you're going to be fine.
And the one thing is, when you put these together, remember, wins, you're never going to get the number that you want. So you want to be close to that number, because when you play, most leagues are weekly. You're going to have two star pitcher weeks where you can distort the values of that. So you just want to be close to that number as possible. Like, you don't want to be 20 behind. If you're 10 behind, you'll be able to make that up by two star pitchers some weeks. And the same situation. I like to pick three closes, but I don't use three every week. There'll be some weeks where one of my closes have five games and I won't use him. So I'll use an extra starter that week. And that's how you go about it there. So those two categories are hard to get the number. You just want to be close.